Bradford Today welcomes letters to the editor at dave@villagemedia.ca or via our website. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. I would like to take this opportunity to express how wholly disappointed I am in our town council as it relates to the strike that shut down our library, and in effect their treatment of our cherished library workers. I use R and R's very specifically, as this is a location and service that belongs to the community, and it was taken away for 71 days, taken away from the very citizens that fund its operations, and their families that benefit from the incredible programming and resources provided at the library. I do not believe the actions and reactions of council have represented the sentiment felt by our community, as evidenced not only by signs on lawns around town, but also in the overwhelming support for the library workers and their ask of a mere $1.35 per hour increase per year, over 2 years. Small math makes that $2,808 additional per year if working a 40-hour work week, 52 weeks a year, before taxes. There is nothing egregious about this axe. It has, however, been egregious to allocate funds to pay for legal fees associated with downright fighting the union representing the workers. It has been noted before in multiple letters to this editor that the projected cost of legal fees is almost equal to paying the workers the increase they have asked for. When the CEO says it is not within budget to give an increase, I'd like to then have it explained how there is magically available money in the budget to pay for the legal fees, which will be much higher than the projection. We all know how this works. I grew up in this town. I am raising a young family in this town. We use the library multiple times a week, or did until it was taken away from us. I run a business myself. I understand the economics of budgeting. Most importantly, I recognize how important dedicated staff are, and when not treated well, the risk that is posed to any business. My concerns are twofold: how the binding arbitration will play out, hopefully, in favor of the workers, and what the future of the library is as the staff of significant and valuable tenure are forced back to work under the conditions imposed by the arbitration. Outside of the library, my biggest concern and disappointment is the message that has been sent to our town. It has been a complete dismissal of the value the library provides to the people of Bradford West Gwillimbury, while at the same time making it abundantly clear that our council does not prioritize the value of community. Nicole McCasey, Bradford.